With your latest news, I'm Karsley Fuller.
We would be looking to embrace technology.
Deputy Governor, the Honorable Gloria McField Nixon, says the civil service is looking to innovate as it serves a growing population.
We have already in place an AI policy. There's been excellent infrastructure that's been put in place to augment our civil service workforce, giving us the means to be able to use technology to better support what has been the fastest growing population.
Ms. McField Nixon says as government responds to a growth in demand for services, the civil service will be leaning more on digital tools to enhance productivity.
I've already had my first senior leadership team meeting, and in that meeting, chief officers were receiving their updated executive dashboards, real-time information about what is their single largest area of expense, which is headcount against budget, expenditure against budget, and working with the Ministry of Finance to give them greater electronic tools for how they can forecast what this means in the future.
Another area she'll be tackling is organization. She says there are, quote, opportunities to streamline the way the civil service delivers its services, particularly with regards to human resources, communication, and finance. If you're flying between July 16th and 21st, heads up, you may be affected by the planned SpaceX Starship Flight Test 13. The airport's authority says temporary airspace restrictions associated with the test may affect some flights operating to and from the Cayman Islands. The launch trajectory passes through airspace in the northwestern Caribbean, which is requiring temporary restrictions issued by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration space operations. According to SpaceX, the test flight is preparing to launch as soon as Thursday, and temporary airspace restrictions are expected to be in place starting at 5 p.m. and lasting about an hour if the launch is successful. However, if the launch is delayed, the restrictions could remain in effect through 8 p.m., so passengers are encouraged to check the status of their flights and allow additional time for changes. 55 employees at the Department of Environmental Health's Solid Waste Facility have weighed in at the first on-site health, safety, and environment culture survey. The health ministry is developing standard operating procedures covering incident notification, risk management, and workplace inspections initially focused on the DEH, alongside new workplace health and safety legislation to, quote, strengthen protections and support safer workplaces. Ministry for Health, Safety, and Environment Specialist Osei Alexander.
Before we can effectively lead change, it is essential that we listen to our employees, understand their experiences, and gain insight into the existing HSE culture across operational areas.
In 2023, a safety and compliance officer was appointed at the Mosquito Research and Control Unit. An initial audit revealed safety compliance at only 3%. After 2 years of structured improvements, government says compliance rose to 40%. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Karsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. British regulators have approved human trials of a new vaccine to tackle the Ebola outbreak. The Serum Institute of India has already manufactured more than 600 million doses for future potential use. Meanwhile, health officials in Kinshasa say the outbreak has now spread to two new Congolese provinces, including the populous northeastern city of Kisangani. Iranian state television says Iran has fired warning shots at two ships attempting to cross the Strait of Hormuz. Earlier, Iran carried out a barrage of attacks against US military assets in Jordan, Bahrain, and Kuwait, as well as radar systems in Oman. The internationally recognized Yemeni government says its forces targeted the runway at Sana'a Airport in order to prevent an Iranian plane from landing. The Houthis, who control the capital, accused Saudi Arabia of shelling the airport and said the kingdom would bear the consequences. A court in Germany has convicted an Iraqi couple of enslaving two Yazidi girls in Iraq. They were found guilty of war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity, as well as membership of the Islamic State group. BBC News with Emily Thomas.